You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back. And for the next hour, we're going to hear nothing but 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. These are the building blocks to the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. The songs and musicians that inspired Elvis, Buddy Holly, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, The Who, and countless others. I'm your jukebox operator. I've got a box here full of old 78s I'm about to dust off and put in our old Rockola juke to spin just for you. Our feature this week on Juke in the Back is by far one of the most influential bluesmen and guitarists, T-Bone Walker. I mean, he influenced everyone from B.B. King to Ray Charles to Chuck Berry. Pretty much every guitar player who plays today owes a bit of gratitude to T-Bone Walker. More on him in just a few minutes. But first, I'd like to kick off this week's show with a tune that's been covered by everybody from The Who to Derek Martin to Jimmy Ricks of the Ravens. The song is Daddy Rollin' Stone, and we're going to hear the original version by the cat who wrote it, Otis Blackwell. It came out on the JD label back in 1953, and man is it bare bones. I love the upright bass. And it's not every day that you hear a great songwriter like Otis Blackwell singing his own tunes. Remember, this is the cat who wrote Don't Be Cruel for Elvis, among others. So here's Otis Blackwell with the original Daddy Rollin' Stone, kicking off this week's Juke in the Back.
I'm Daddy Rollin' Stone. Daddy Rollin' Stone. They call me Daddy. I'm your daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me Daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone. Daddy comes and I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me Daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone. Girls call my friend Big John. He's big as he can be. Big John may size, but he don't know as much as me. I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me Daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone. I ain't known for drinking whiskey. Hear of me by and by. I'm the daddy. Daddy Roller. They call me Daddy. Daddy Roller. Daddy Rolling Stone.
Along about the evening, I feel so blue. And though my heart is grieving, I'll wait for you. I'm writing you a letter, signed love so true. Although I'm sad and lonely, I'll wait for you. When the moon was high and the lights were low, that's the time when you and I said our love would grow. If you ever get the notion you miss me too, make it in a hurry, I'll wait for you. I'll give you all my loving, both day and night. When the moon is high and the lights are low, that's the time when you and I know our love will grow. If you ever get the notion you miss me too, just make it in a hurry, I'll wait for you.
Don't mind dying.
Those last two records spun off the Atlantic label. That was The Clovers with Good Love and a big number two R&B record from 1953. And before that, Ms. Rhythm, Ruth Brown, getting down to the sound that's all around with I'll Wait For You, a top three record from 1951. I'm Matt the Cat, and it's my pleasure to introduce this week's feature on the Juke in the Back. It's T-Bone Walker, the cat who introduced the electric guitar to the blues world in 1935. Basically, before T-Bone introduced the electric, all the blues cats were still playing acoustic. T-Bone didn't put his electric on wax until 1940, but he was playing around the clubs of Los Angeles in the mid-1930s with a Gibson electric guitar. It had a hollow body with electric pickups, so basically he was getting an electric sound with all the advantages of an acoustic guitar. And no one else was playing like that. We'll hear how T-Bone's electric guitar style developed through the years in just a couple of minutes. But first, let me tell you a little bit about T-Bone. He was born with the name Aaron Thibault Walker, and growing up he had the nickname Thibault because of his middle name, but Thibault became T-Bone, and it stuck. He was born on May 28, 1910, in Linden, Texas, just outside of Dallas. He grew up around music. Both of his parents were musicians, and the great bluesman Blind Lemon Jefferson was a friend of the family. In the early 1920s, T-Bone used to guide Blind Lemon around Dallas, where Jefferson would play for tips and hold out his cap. In a 1972 interview, T-Bone claimed he learned a little bit from Blind Lemon Jefferson, but a lot more from his friend Charlie Christian, the great jazz guitarist. T-Bone was kind of a musical jack of all trades, playing every stringed instrument he could get his hands on. He was also a dancer and quite a good singer. He made his first record in 1929 for Columbia. He said in an interview that a Columbia man had just been rolling through town and decided to record him. He cut two songs, Wichita Falls Blues and Trinity River Blues. Columbia billed him as Oak Cliff T-Bone because Oak Cliff was a section of Dallas that he came from. 1934, T-Bone split for Los Angeles, and in 1935, he began playing the electric guitar all around the LA area clubs. In the late 30s, he was doing more dancing and singing than guitar playing. He became the singer of the Les Height Orchestra. And in 1940, Les Height cut a record called T-Bone Blues for the Varsity label. And that's where we're going to begin our feature on T-Bone on the Juke in the Back. Let's hear a song that he doesn't play guitar on. He only sings on this record. Here's T-Bone Walker with the Les Height Orchestra and T-Bone Blues.
To me, You know you didn't want me, baby, when you crawled up on my knee. You were drinking moonshine whiskey, trying to jive for me. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you, and I don't care what you do. If you wanna be my world, I'm not gonna let you run around. If you run around, baby, stop and lay my money down. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you. Yes, I love you, and I don't care what you do.
T-Bone Walker playing with the Les Height Orchestra from 1940, T-Bone Blues. T-Bone's not playing the guitar on that record, though. That fantastic guitar part is played by Frank Paisley. From about 1942 to 44, our boy T-Bone Walker was a part of Freddie Slack's band. Freddie was a great pianist and began his career in Jimmy Dorsey's band in the 1930s. He was then in Will Bradley's fantastic band. But by 1942, he was backing up Ella Mae Morse on Capitol Records with her great influential tune Cow Cow Boogie. It was also in 42 that Freddie Slack backed up T-Bone on this great solo recording, Mean Old World. Here's our feature this week on The Juke in the Back, T-Bone Walker with Mean Old World. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
You go. You've got a head full of nothing but stage, screen, and radio. You chase autographs every night. You write fan mail through the day. You keep your great big head in a scrapbook. Yes, and you throw the cookbook away. Bobby Sock, baby, I've got to let you go. You've got a head full of nothing but stage, screen, and radio. Now you treat me like a stranger. You don't have a word to say. I ask you if you love me. You said, what would Frankie say? Yes, Bobby Sock, baby, I've got to let you go. You've got a head full of nothing but stage, screen, and radio.
T-Bone Walker with Bobby Sock's Blues from 1946. You can really hear his guitar style develop by this point. That's the kind of guitar playing that B.B. King would eventually make the basis of his style. T-Bone is backed up by Jack McVay's band on that record, and it was released on the Black and White label in 46, where it topped out at number 3. It was a huge hit and established T-Bone on the national stage. This next record didn't chart as high. It made it to number 5. But the influence of this song is still being felt today. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. In an interview, T-Bone claimed he recorded this song way back in 1940, and although he might have recorded it a few years before its release in 1947, there's doubt as to whether he recorded it that early. Dixieland trumpeter Teddy Buckner is featured on this record, as well as Lloyd Glenn on piano. They Call It Stormy Monday has become a blues standard, most successfully covered by Bobby Blue Bland in 1962 as Stormy Monday Blues. Here's the great T-Bone Walker. They Call It Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Black and White Records, 1947.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, then I kneel down and pray. I should laugh or cry. You've been wearing long skirt, baby, you don't know the reason why. Time. But ain't no long skirt, baby, gonna be no gal of mine.
T-Bone Walker getting on his chick for becoming a square. She used to be real gone, but now she's letting her skirt flow long. That's Long Skirt Baby Blues, waxing off Black and White Records from 1948. It hit number 10 in February of that year. His next hit came in summer of 48. It rose to number 8 on the rhythm charts. Here's our feature this week on Juke in the Back, T-Bone Walker with I'm Waiting for Your Call.
No matter how many hearts you have broken, no matter how many tears you make fall, I still love you. I'm just waiting for your call. No matter how many times you have left me and said you never really cared at all, I still love you. I'm just waiting for your call. Remember, dear, the first time you left me, I couldn't say a thing to make you stay. Believe me, dear, I'd never talk about you. I'll just pray that you come home someday. No matter how long I'm out on the outside, no matter how many times I've been torn, I still love you. I'm just waiting for your call. No matter how many times I'm torn, I still love you. I'm just waiting for your call.
Somebody's got to go. Well, the clock is striking 12. Somebody's got to go. Gee, but I'm going to miss you, baby. This is one thing I'm sure you know. When it's 12 o'clock in Memphis, it's 1 o'clock in San Antonio. When it's 12 o'clock in Memphis, it's 1 o'clock in San Antonio. When it's midnight in California, I'll be so all alone. Thank you. says it's come so soon. Midnight is awful alpha. Why does it come so soon? It never brings me happiness. It always leaves me filled with gloom. Don't ever gamble, buddy, unless you're sure that you can lose. Don't ever gamble, buddy, unless you're sure that you can't lose. You better take my advice, unless you want this midnight blue.
T-Bone Walker really perfecting that 12-bar blues style from the fall of 1948. That's Midnight Blues. It topped out at number 8 on the rhythm charts. That was released on Black and White Records, which around this time became part of Capitol Records. When Black and White went under, Capitol picked up their masters and re-released a lot of this material. T-Bone switched labels right around this time, and in October of 48, released this next tune on the Cornet label. It also went to number 8. Here's our feature this week on the Juke in the Back, T-Bone Walker with West Side Baby.
I've got a West Side Baby. She lives way across town. I've got a West Side Baby. She lives way across town. And when I'm with my baby, I don't want a soul around. Now she's kind of tall and lanky. She's always dressing swell. She sets my soul on fire when she rings my front door bell. Yes, I've got a West Side Baby. She lives way across town. And when I'm with my baby, I don't want a soul around. Now Monday morning early, someone banged up on my door. I knew it was my baby, 'cause she's never knocked before. So I laid in bed and wondered, who could the caller be? I thought it was the insurance man, 'cause he's been heckling for me. Crazy about my West Side Baby. She lives way across town. And when I'm with my baby, I don't want a soul around.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. And this week, since we're featuring T-Bone Walker, I want to play a scorcher. In 1950, T-Bone switched record labels once again. Now he was on Imperial Records out of Los Angeles. The first release on Imperial was a great tune called Glamour Girl. And its flip side was a fantastic, upbeat instrumental called Strollin' with Bone. You know the B-side wins again and again, so baby, let's flip it over. Here's this week's great 78, T-Bone Walker, Strollin' with Bone.
Of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the back.
I was in love with a married woman, and I just couldn't help myself. But I don't go around breaking up families, and that's the reason why I left. Looked at me like she could kill me when I say that we were through. She looked at me like she could kill me when I say that we were through. I'm on the side that's joined the building, and not the wrecking crew.
lost so many women that are footloose and fancy free. There are so many single women that are footloose and fancy free. So why should I fool with a married woman who can't do a thing for me?
T-Bone Walker serving up some tasty, tasty guitar licks on Description Blues from 1949, originally released on the Cornette label. I'm Matt the Cat. I hope you're enjoying Juke in the Back this week as we feature some of the finest recordings by T-Bone Walker, one of the most influential blues cats of all time. I guarantee you rock and roll would not have been born the way it was if not for the musical trailblazing of T-Bone Walker. More on that point in just a moment. But first, it's 1950 and T-Bone has switched labels again. Now he's on Imperial Records, a great independent label owned by Lou Chud out of Los Angeles, California. His first single on Imperial was Glamour Girl, which is a great tune in itself. But it's his second Imperial release that will really burn your ears, baby. Here's Aaron T-Bone Walker with The Hustle Is on the Juke in the Back.
Yes, time is hard, baby, and hustling is really on. Yes, time is hard, baby, and hustling is really on. Prices are high, darling, and all the good jobs are gone. Sorry to say, baby, things ain't what they used to be. Sorry to say, baby, things ain't what they used to be. You better get your job, baby. Tired of you worrying me.
So I know I was wrong, and I know I've caused
know I've caused you pain. I'm sorry, pretty baby, I won't do that again.
T-Bone Walker in a session he cut for Atlantic Records on April 21st, 1955. He recorded that in Chicago with some of the top Chicago bluesmen of the day. Papa Ain't Salty. As the 50s came to a close, T-Bone was less and less in demand. That's at home. Overseas, he could still draw a crowd. In 1962, he was part of the first American Folk Blues Festival, which toured Europe to sell out crowds. Unfortunately, he always suffered from some stomach ailments, and in 1974, he suffered a stroke. T-Bone Walker died on March 16, 1975 in Los Angeles. He was 64 years old. Now, for the last 45 minutes, we've heard what T-Bone can do, but now let's hear what T-Bone inspired. Chuck Berry has said on many occasions that he wouldn't be the guitar player he is without the influence of T-Bone Walker. We can hear that in this final song. I'd like to go out on a Chuck Berry number that's got T-Bone all over it, baby. Let's go out on Chuck Berry and the flip side of his breakthrough record from 1955. The A-side held Maybelline, but for you cats and kittens in the know that flipped it over, you got a real treat. Just listen to Johnny Johnson's tasteful piano licks on this number. Here's Chuck Berry with Wee Wee Hours, closing down the Juke in the Back. Goodbye, everybody.
In the wee wee hours, that's when I think of you. In the wee wee hours, that's when I think of you. You say, but yet I wonder if your love was ever true. In a wee little room, I sit alone and think of you. In a wee little room, I sit alone and think of you. I wonder if you still remember all the things we used to do. one little song for a fading memory. One little song for a fading memory. Of the one I really love, the only one for me.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.